question. In homes as well as in offices, we see often strict disciplinary actions being taken. What to do about it? We are thinking that we should leave this. Let us be free from all this. Swamiji, make an effort to stop them. Arjuna lifted up his sword. What work could be more worse than that? To slash someone's throat? Is there any work that is more cruel than that? However, the sentiments must not be that he does as I say. He listens to my words, because in this there is bondage. Do this satisfactorily. Operation must run smoothly. The institutions must function well. May the household run well. May they be benefited. For this, examine and teach properly. Provide lots of instructions. And where needed, discipline. There will be no obstacles for you at all. Obstacles are in selfishness and pride. Let what I say hold up, as this is egoism. Ahankara rakshasha maha dukkhaye sab bhanti. Jo chute is dusht se, soi pave shanti. Instruct and discipline, but do it for their benefit, not for you. However much someone else misunderstands, if you are doing the right thing, then you will not be bound. I do not say to attain liberation through claiming your rights or through holding a post. Such liberation and freedom is wrong. In this there is seeking or fond of comfort. There is desire to live in sense pleasures and enjoyment. There is desire that all my difficulties and troubles come to an end. This is what it is. All want to be freed from difficulties and perplexities. The janjat. They want rest and relaxation. They wish to live in solitude. They wish to engage in spiritual disciplines and do worship and adoration of God. They feel that there should be no hassles, no difficulties. By living in solitude, they would get proper sleep. Resolves pertaining to worldly matters will take place. We will sleep well, we will live comfortably and in a relaxed manner. Such a person is a bhogi, a sense enjoyer. He is not a yogi at all. How can liberation be attained with this? How can he attain salvation? The detachment should be from sense enjoyments and pleasures. By considering something to be a perplexity, a hassle, and then wanting freedom from it, is surely not true detachment. Such detachment even a dog experiences. Run after him with a stick, then he will run away, because he wants freedom from being hit with a stick. Can this genuinely be any kind of detachment? When one becomes free from favorable things, such as sense pleasures, relaxation, name, fame, then he has attained true detachment. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. From book in Hindi, Bhagavat Prapti Sahaj Hai by Swami Ramsukhdas Ji.